If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori Podcast. Hi, hey, hello. Welcome to a new video podcast. My name is Desiree Ofori. If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are returning, welcome back. So if you don't know, I am a full-time abstract artist. I create artwork and combine it with inspiration to help women live confidently with bold faith. That is my mission statement. That is my goal, to help women build their confidence and to have bold faith. So I find every way and any way that I can to incorporate my loves of art and encouragement and faith to help women, you know, just improve and to do better in life, to feel better, to transform their thinking, to transform their mindset, to make the changes that they need to do in order to be who God has called them and created them to be. And so if you are watching this on YouTube, you are getting to see a behind the scenes look of how I make my new Encourage Her greeting cards. This is something I started offering last year, and it's going to lead me into the tip number one, but I'm just so excited about this line because I'm getting to create fun, funky, bright, bold, colorful artwork. As you will see, I do have some muted tones too. For those of you who are like, I can't do all the color, but I need the inspiration. I got you, sis. I got you. But with this artwork, I include phrases and quotes that I've come up with for inspiration and encouragement. And then I also use Bible verses as well, for those of you who want to encourage with the word of God to your sisters in Christ, moms, aunts, cousins, your friends, your employee, your coworker. Like, it's for all the ladies in your life who need some encouragement, but also love some artwork in the background. So I'm so excited about this collection and to just continue to grow the line. And God is just so good. He is so good. I would tell you, at the beginning of the year, February, I was like thinking, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to do this anymore, because I launched an art collection that I had marketed on social media, on all the platforms, did the reels, did the back behind the scenes, did the polls, did the photo. I did all the things, and I had absolutely zero sales. And I was like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Like, I'm doing everything that the gurus are saying. I even did the things that I even had an art coach at one time. And a lot of the stuff was good stuff, but it just didn't speak for me and who I was. And God had to do a sit down with me and show me, like, girl, I've been showing you what to do. I've been telling you what to do. I've been planting these seeds of ideas, and you have not been following through with them. And now you're upset. Now you're sad that things aren't working out. How about you give me a try? And so I was like, I'm going to give God a try. I'm going to do what he says. And I started to do what he says, and the opportunities came, and the sales started to come. And I was just like, I should have done this so long ago. And so I'm going to share with you guys my top five lessons that I learned in 2023 and that I'm going to take into 2024. And I think that these lessons are not for me, only for me, but they are for you too. And I pray and hope that they encourage you as you move forward in your business endeavors. So tip number one is that you don't have to do what everybody else is doing or making. You don't have to jump on every trend. Just because the 16-year-old opened a sticker shop and is doing great doesn't mean that you need to open up a sticker shop and so that you could be great. You need to pay attention to what comes natural to you. What do you naturally love? What do you naturally enjoy? What do people often ask you to do or create or make or offer? Pay attention to those things, those signs, and then see, what can I make a business out of doing or making or creating those things? When you decide to become the trailblazer, people want to follow you, and then you become the trendsetter. So focus on doing what comes natural to you. I was seeing everything that everybody was doing, especially being on social media and following a lot of creatives, following a lot of people that I inspired to be like. And I was trying to do all of the things that they were doing. Like, I will even tell you guys, there was a point where I would find somebody very successful and I would scroll all the way back to the beginning of their timeline, their feed, and try to track, okay, so they did this and then they were doing that. And then, okay, at this year, they were, I mean, it was very, I want to say it was sick. It was sickening how obsessed I was trying to follow the formula or the plan or the line that other people were doing in order to decide what I was going to do. But once I realized that God had given me so many ideas that was not what I saw available out there, I needed to follow that. And that's when I started to find joy and find peace and find success in what I was creating and making. And I'm going to continue to go in that path. So that is tip number one. You don't have to do what others are doing or making. Choose what's unique to who you are and what comes natural to you. Lesson and tip number two is to check your finances often. What are your expenses? What is your revenue? What is your profit? Keep a chart, keep a tracking system, paper and pen, Excel spreadsheet, QuickBooks. There are apps. There are so many ways to do this. The fault that I have, and I'm going to change it this year, is that every year when it comes time to do my taxes, that's when I'm pulling all the numbers, and the numbers don't lie. They show me where I've been wasting money, what things I've been putting money in that did not work out, what subscription plans I should have ended long ago. It shows me everything. And I know that had I been paying attention to my finances throughout the year, there were a lot of things that I could have stopped earlier on to allow me to have a bigger profit margin. I could have made some shifts that would have helped me have a bigger and healthier profit margin at the end of the year. So pay attention to your money, honey. What are you spending? What's going in? What's going out? You can make changes throughout the year instead of waiting to the end of the year and realizing, oh my gosh, had I known this in March, had I known this in June, I could have made some shifts and then we could have been sitting a little bit differently at the end of the year and even for the following month. So that is tip number two, check your finances often. Tip and lesson number three is that social media isn't the only way to market. There are so many other ways to market. Like I said, I did everything that I knew to do that the guru said. Algorithms kept changing, advice kept changing. But if I had decided to get off of social media earlier and pay attention to the other ways to market, I think I would have been better off. Not that I think, I know I would have been better off in the end. So what I chose to focus on last year was my email list, growing my email list, sending helpful emails, not just like, oh, here's a sale, here's what I have to offer, but also trying to infuse them with some encouragement. I gave them updates about podcasts and videos that I had out. I let them see behind the scenes of what I was working on, gave them a heads up of what was to come. And I just created an environment that allowed them to have a more in-depth look of what was going on with me, not only just personally, but in the business. And that allowed them to have a better understanding of what I had to offer. And they were able to see the progression of growth throughout the year instead of being, you know, distracted by, like, oh, here's a post from Desiree. Okay, skip to the next thing. I had their undivided attention in their email. And they would easily be able to go back to it if they had to pop out and do something. I was right there in their inbox. It was easy for them to find and keep track instead of trying to, like, oh, where was that post again? Or, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But when you go to check your emails, you see the last emails that you had. I'm constantly in their mind. I also benefited from the fact that majority of my sales, I would say about 90% of my sales, definitely came from my email list subscribers. And even though I had my Facebook page open, I would post things here and there. I was definitely more intentional and more consistent with my email list. YouTube was also helpful just to allow people to see the hands-on process. I did my studio vlogs and people could see what, you know, things I was making and see the process more in depth. So I really value long form content. I really value you being able to get to know me, get to know what I have to offer, me getting the opportunity to spend time with you, to encourage you and to inspire you instead of a quick little caption or a 30-second reel. really, honestly, I think 15 seconds is like the goal. But I like to talk. That's why I still have a podcast. That's why I do the YouTube videos, because I like to talk. I like to explain. I like to show you. I want you to have an understanding. And so it worked out in my favor. So I'm really grateful for that. And there are different email subscription plans that you can get a part of. There's Flowdesk, there's MailChimp. There's a lot of different ones that you can start out for free. So you're not sending individual emails. You grow your email list and you can send a mass email, but definitely personalize it to make it feel like it's a one-on-one instead of like everybody's getting this email. You want it to feel like you're emailing that one individual person and having conversation with them. I also allowed and throughout the time, let my email list know, like, you guys can reach out to me. You can reply back to this email at any time. If you have any suggestions, if you have any questions, if you just want to say hello, if you have a prayer request, like, I want to get to know you. And I did have a few that did do that. I want to hone in on that more this year to really build that relationship with people. And so we'll see that happen. But if you want to join my email list, all the information will be on the description box, or you can go to my website at decaliseartstudio.com. All right, and so the next tip and lesson that I have for you is to choose a category or two and build upon it. And maybe not one or two or one or three, but basically less is more. I was doing all the things. I had earrings, I had shirts, I had art prints, I had original paintings, I had stationery, I had, what else did I have? I had a lot of different things going on. And although in the grand scheme of things, they did make sense, I felt pulled in so many different places that I wasn't able to really maximize and give the best quality and attention that I needed to them, because there were so many things that I was doing. So I decided to focus on just two things last year, and that was mostly the earrings. I brought earrings back because they were a success for me back in 2020, 2021. People throughout the years would ask, oh, do you have any earrings? Oh, no, I don't make them anymore. I found a way to make the process easier for me, because I did get burnout from making them, but I realized that they were a good selling product for me. So let me bring them out and try different ways to make them. And so that worked out for me. And then with the cards, I decided to bring back the stationery. And when I figured out to do these handcrafted cards with encouragement and inspiration and Bible verses, I enjoyed the process. I felt like I was back in alignment with what I set out to do, to use art and inspiration to help women in their confidence and in their faith. I felt like, okay, I found a sweet spot. Let me continue to build on this. Let me grow this collection. Let me grow this line. Let me find ways to make this product better instead of jumping to a whole bunch of other things. This upcoming year, I want to expand on that into the original art pieces, not just in cards, but in other items. You will see. I'm not going to tell my business now, and it could change. But I definitely saw that honing in on one or two items and then just growing that collection allowed people to have more of a selection, and it allowed me to hone in and to do better and to put more quality and to grow in the production of those items. And so, for an example, if you have a t-shirt line, instead of being like, oh, I'm going to have hats and pants and bandanas and all of these things, focus on the t-shirts and grow that line. So different colors, different phrases on the shirts, if you want long sleeve, short sleeve, different necklines, grow that. And then when you see success in that, and if you see a trend of many people saying, would you also offer this? I really want that. You're having multiple people, not just one person, but multiple people saying that you're seeing that trend, then bring in that other added element, as long as it goes in alignment with what you're already creating. So that is tip number four, to choose a category or two or three and build upon that instead of a whole bunch of different things. And then tip number five, lesson number five, is to check in with God on the regular. Like I said, he was giving me ideas and showing me things that I was not seeing other people do that seemed kind of maybe counterintuitive or felt backwards. But at the end of the day, when I actually did them and worked on it, it turned to be successful. I started to see the engagement. I started to see the sales. I started to have opportunities pop up for me. And so that is something that I highly encourage you, especially if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, in Yahweh, Jehovah. I got to be specific about it. There are things that are available to you that he has for you that he will show you and tell you. And if you follow through with that, he is going to make it work out for you. He's going to continue to give you the ideas and step-by-step instructions on how to do it. I was in a prayer meeting for business owners this past week, and somebody said that I'm not a business owner. I'm a steward of the business. God is the owner of the business. So I look to him to supply, you know, the customers, the clients, the income, to pay the bills and things of that nature. I look to him, and in turn, he takes care of it. I am a steward. And once I heard that, like, I'm a steward of this business, it's not just a business. This is a ministry opportunity. This is going to help change people's lives, not just put money in my pocket to support my family. But when I make money, I'm not only supporting my family, I'm able to support the kingdom and advance the kingdom of God. And so when I thought of that, and when she said that, it was like, oh my goodness, yes, yes, and amen. Not only is God my CEO and my main person that I look to for guidance, but he is also the person that is going to help me to create what I need to create and to advance, not only in my business, but also personally, on a personal level. He opened up the door for me to enroll in a women's entrepreneur business program that I was on a waiting list for, I think for like 2 years. And that when I finally decided I'm going to do it God's way, the door opened up for that. And it was with Cornell University. Your girl has a certificate and everything from Cornell University. I was able to engage and enroll in a Christian entrepreneurs group, which proved to provide more opportunities for me and more connection with local business owners. There were just so many unique things that I was able to do because I listened to what God was telling me to do, and that I checked in with him. Like, how do you want me to go about this? What is the game plan for this? And when I did that, that's when I started to see increase. That's when I started to see the doors open. That's when opportunities started to happen. So definitely check in with God. And the bonus for you is, if you don't hear from God, or you don't hear from him consistently, and you want to do better with that, I have a podcast before this one, and also a YouTube video that talks about how to hear God's voice more clearly. I will link that in the description as well, so that you can check that out. But it is very important, especially if you are a Christian, especially if you are a believer in God, and you say that God is your father and that you're following him, that you literally follow his directives, not just for life, but for business as well. All right, you all, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And until next time, stay well and be blessed. Bye. Okay, one more thing before you go. If you found any value to this episode, please don't just keep it to yourself, girl. Spread the word. You never know who needs it too. So what you can do is screenshot this episode and post it to social media. Don't forget to tag me at Desiree Ofori. You can share the link with someone special or give us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Like I said, you just never know who else needs this. So thanks so much for your support. And until next time, be blessed.